New South Wales police have established two crime scenes in the heart of Sydney following the stabbing of a police officer. The first incident was on Elizabeth Street, where the accused offender allegedly repeatedly stabbed the officer in the back of the head after pleading to be shot. The second was at the intersection of Castlereagh and Park Streets, where the offender was caught. The injured officer, who gave chase despite being repeatedly stabbed, has been taken to St Vincent's Hospital with no risk to his life. Detective Superintendent Martin Farlman of the Sydney City Police Area Command says authorities need assistance to get knives out of the hands of those who could pose a threat to the community.
I think it just shows you the risk that knives pose in the community. And as you're aware, the government recently made announcements to the introduction of legislation that's going to give police more powers, giving us more powers, one to search for concealed weapons, and knives are one of those. So, you know, any further powers that give us the ability to search for knives is a bonus.